This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our Midday Futures Report. Well, the grain markets have been all over the map on beans, trading both sides, mainly because the trade expected a reduction in U.S. carryout due to an increase in exports, which we got. The USDA increased exports for soybeans by 15 million bushels, but they offset it by reducing residual usage by 10 million bushels and showing imports to be 5 million bushels higher. So the net result was they left the carryout in the U.S. at 150 million bushels. In the meantime, they increased Brazil by 2 million metric tons. I don't think the trade thought they'd increase it quite that much. I thought maybe one, and then I thought they would probably lower Argentine production by 5. Well, they did lower the Argentine metric by 5 million, I should say by 500,000 metric tons, but they increased Brazil by 2 million metric tons. So the net result was South America increased 1.5 million metric tons. Then they also showed an increase in China. They increased China's numbers by a little bit, not majorly, but a little. And consequently, global supplies increased in beans, which was not really expected to occur. But on the flip side, the corn numbers were quite friendly. Still, all that said, and the wheat numbers were good, too. So wheat's much stronger, up 15 cents on KC, and KC wheat should gain on Chicago wheat as we go through the month of February. That is occurring. And the corn, of course, the numbers were positive there, nothing negative in that corn report other than the trade believes the 150 million increase in exports on the report today was a little bit misguided with 7 weeks of consecutive cancellations by China. Still, Syngenta says all their MIR 162 seed is sold out for the year of 2014. So does that mean every time China cancels, there's a home for it anyway? Probably. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.